Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
WGN. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's Ken Smith with you for the rest of this hour until 10 p.m. And joining me right now in studio is a very familiar voice to all of you WGN listeners. Were you afraid I was not going to turn your mic on, Vic Vaughn?
I was a little afraid.
I thought, oh, his mic is magically turning on. It's like he wants to make sure that Vic Vaughn is with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. I'm glad you're here. How's your Thanksgiving going so far?
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
This may be my favorite Thanksgiving ever.
How so?
Well, I'm on the air at this great, you know, storied radio station. It's like a dream kind of. But I work here every day, so it's nice to be in this studio as a show guest.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's very different.
A little different than being in the newsroom.
Yeah, that's
where it can be very, very hectic and you're kind of like, you remember are you not old enough to remember the Ed Sullivan show?
Yeah, I'm too.
But you know, well, you
I
know,
didn't watch
you've
it.
Heard of it. You know who Ed Sullivan
oh,
is, right?
Sure, sure.
So Ed Sullivan used to have a guy on there, and he'd be a plate spinner. He'd have plates on a stick, and he'd spin the plates, and the plate on the end would start to wobble, and he'd go and spin that one,
yeah.
And he'd go and that's what it's like being in the WGN newsroom by yourself.
It is. You're wearing, what, 5 hats?
You're the sports reporter,
the traffic reporter, the news reporter. What else? Yeah, it's...
You're everything.
And you're producing.
So, right.
Yeah,
and then you're jumping in, you know. So there's a lot there. So a little calmer in here.
Yeah.
You get the beautiful, although you got the view out the window there, but you get the premiere view here in the Skyline studio.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see right into these hotel rooms over here.
You can. I'm nothing tawdry today.
Sometimes unfortunately.
Yes, they've taken, you know, nothing too too risque in the hotel rooms on this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no.
But the reason why you are here is that you have a brand new podcast, and it is called Album University.
That's it. And it is live on iTunes now. It just went up. I believe it was yesterday.
Album University on iTunes. So what is Album University?
It is a place... It's a podcast about music, but it's really more about someone who is upper 40s, me.
Okay.
Who somehow just
never
took the time to listen to music. And so
okay, so all right, cuz I was going to ask you. So are you a huge music fan?
Well, no. I mean, now capital Y, capital E, capital S.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so wait a minute. So how does someone who I'm sorry. Did you say you did not listen to music?
I really didn't.
You did not grow up listening to music?
Right. It just wasn't a priority.
Well, are you Amish or well, how does that happen?
No. However, I did have a pretty religious upbringing. I went to church 3 times a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It
was the devil's music?
No, it wasn't. My uncle was the preacher though, by the
okay,
way.
Okay.
Ray
okay.
Vaughn, rest in soul, Ray Vaughn, Uncle Ray. But it wasn't like that, but it just wasn't a priority. It really in our household, we never really, you know, it wasn't like mom and dad were putting on albums all the time.
Right.
Some households are like
right,
that.
Sure.
Ours was not, you know, not at all. And then I just took that on. I mean, I could have corrected it once I moved out, but I didn't. And I just didn't put a priority on. Now, there were times in my life where there were bands that I, you know, fell in love with and would listen to. This is another weird thing.
Who did you like growing up?
So, well, not so much growing up. I really didn't listen to music growing up.
Okay, so but this like, is late, later as an
yeah,
as an adult.
Yeah, right. Really, it was really top 40 type stuff.
Okay.
So I never really got into, first of all, had never listened to, I had never in my life put on an album or CD or whatever of the Beatles ever in my life.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about the Beatles. I didn't know really anything about the Rolling Stones. When I got to Jimi Hendrix, now this is all after I started this project. I started listening to these great albums. Jimi Hendrix blew my freaking mind, man. I'm going to tell you.
It must be like, how recent was this?
Okay. This was this year. In March, February, I decided I was going to listen to the top 100 greatest albums of all time, according to Rolling Stone.
Okay.
So I started doing this on my own. I started listening to this curated list by Rolling Stone, right? I started at number 100, and I went up. And when I got to number 69, Nick DiGilio had heard that I was doing this. Nick D, great mm-hmm. show host, overnight man here.
Yes.
And he heard about it, and he was asking me for weekly updates anyway in the newsroom. He'd come in and say, what do you listen to now? And I'd tell him, and we'd talk about it. And then he said, you know what? Let's do a weekly segment. We'll call it Vic's Picks. We'll do it every Friday on my show. And I was like,
okay, sure, yeah. Right, yeah, absolutely.
So that's how it got started, and I would listen to two albums from that curated list, top 100 greatest albums of all time, according to Rolling Stone. I would listen to two albums during the week. Way more music than I had ever listened to in my life.
So you had never listened to a Jimi Hendrix album or a Beatles album or a Stones album?
Never.
Until 2019?
Right. Oh, okay, let me put it this way. Out of the top 100 albums on this list, and you can Google it and find the list, Rolling Stone, I had only listened to two of those albums. So it was bad.
Wow.
It was very, and the thing that I think surprises most people, or people the most, is that I'm a professional broadcaster.
Right, so they assume that you are all things media.
Right.
You all about the music, all about television, all about news, all about, but no.
But, you know, then you have to look under the, you have to peel back a layer and see, I wasn't in broadcasting my whole life. I came to this later in life. I was, you know, many, many other careers and jobs and military.
Sure.
Private contractor for the military, all these things. So, but it
Halliburton?
Is
Halliburton.
No, DynCorp. Almost, almost. Yeah, and a couple other ones. But yeah, this project. I hooked up with a guy named Kenjamin Franklin. He's with Radioactive Talent.
Well, hold that thought. When we come back, quick break. When we come back, we'll have you discuss how you got to. Unbelievable. Jimi Hendrix, Beatles, Stones, first time in 2019. How you went from there to doing an Album University podcast.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you.
Vic Vaughn is with us. Ken Smith with you. This is 720 WGN. Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. Then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV. Album University brings you the Chicago radio newsman who knows little about, actually shockingly little about, even the most celebrated bands and albums of all time. And he's got way too much time on his hands, so now he's listening to all of the greatest albums ever recorded, start to finish, one album at a time. And lucky you, he's sharing what he's learned. Here's your host, Vinyl Virgin, Vic Vaughn. When I recorded that for you, Vinyl Virgin Vic Vaughn,
yeah,
I had no idea of the backstory. I had no idea how true that was.
I told you,
you
it was bad.
Know very, very little about this music.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really, really, you know, I was actually embarrassed. It was so bad. There were many years where if the subject of music came up. You know, if you had a party.
You couldn't chime in.
I would try to actually find something to get me out of the room because I didn't want anybody to know how bad it was.
You were like Steve Carell in the 40-year-old virgin trying to talk about sex.
That's a very good scene to use as a metaphor. Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, what happened? What changed was when I decided to go through that list and I started to listen to these albums, you know, intently for the first time in my life. Track one all the way through. And some of the albums on that list, if you look at that list, there's one that's over 9 hours of music. Like, it's a compilation. Rolling Stones added compilation albums to this.
Okay.
And I think they've been criticized a little bit for that, because it's not apples. It's apples to oranges, kind of.
Well, the first album that you're doing on episode one of your podcast is a compilation album,
it's
correct?
It's my favorite album from that list. Chuck Berry, The Great 28. All 28 songs on this album knock me out. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm dancing around in my apartment. I don't dance.
So what did you know about Chuck Berry before you heard the album?
I touch on that at the very beginning of episode one, and I tell you what I knew about it. And it was the scene from the Robert Zemeckis film, Back to the Future.
So when Michael J. Fox is playing Johnny B. Goode.
Yeah.
That was your knowledge of Chuck Berry.
That was the totality of what I knew about that.
Wasn't it like Melvin Berry and that was the band that was playing?
I don't know.
But in Back to the Future, it was Melvin Berry and the Blue Notes or something.
Yeah.
And he goes, "It's your cousin Melvin Berry.
Right.
I've got that new sound you're looking for."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my extent. So. You know, I learned a lot about him. What I do is while I'm listening, I start researching. And I've also recruited a couple people that help me with research now, too. But in the beginning, when I started this, I just wanted to run the music through my ears, filter it through my brain, and whatever changes that it prompted in me, I figured that it would be a good thing. But once I started doing Vic's picks, this is how it all grew on the Nick DiGilio show. It made me want to research a little more, because I had to talk about it on the radio.
Right.
So that's when I started researching and learning about the band, learning about each track, how the song came to be. You know, every one of these songs has probably 100 backstories, but it's fun to dig into them. And then when I started doing it on Vic's Picks, that's when I started realizing that people actually were enjoying this.
Sure.
I really didn't expect that.
Well, you know, yeah.
You know.
Surprise you sometimes,
yeah.
Right?
It's not like I set out.
What? People are listening? What?
To make a podcast.
And they like it?
Yeah.
Music is very one reason that music is so popular is because it takes people back to different times in their lives. It reminds them of things. It reminds them of loves and loves lost and high school or being a kid. It brings back memories. So this is not the case for you, because you're hearing the Virgin Vinyl Vic Vaughn. You're hearing these things for the first time. So when you're listening to these 100 greatest albums of all time, according to Rolling Stone, and you're listening to the Beatles for the first time, or the Stones for the first time, or Jimi Hendrix or Chuck Berry for the first time, what are the emotions and what feelings are you having?
That's a great observation, because I don't have memories to connect
with. Right.
That's not what's happening. What's happening is brand new to me. So when I heard Jimi Hendrix you can't get through life without having heard a song from the Beatles, right? I'm not saying I never heard.
Well, let me ask you this, and I don't want to cut you off, because I want you to finish your point. Before you had heard the Hendrix album, if you heard the name Jimi Hendrix, would it evoke any emotion, or was it just like, oh, I know who he is?
Yeah,
it's a guy.
The latter.
And let's move on.
The latter. Because not a big thing.
Not a big deal.
Yeah. And I never thought in a million years that I would like his music. That's another thing. David Bowie is another one.
Oh.
For some reason, I never listened to him, and I just didn't think it would be my thing. When I heard Stardust, that one, it's got a title.
Ziggy Stardust.
That album changed my life, man. And the Jimmy.
And that was in June.
Yeah, it was over the last few months. It's incredible, man. And the Jimi Hendrix, like, when I listened to that for the first time, if I can go back and try to remember what I felt, it was, my eyes were as big as Coke cans, and I was just shaking my head in disbelief. I couldn't believe how it made me feel. Like, it was just rock and roll that I had never heard before. Like, just to listen from track one all the way down, was an experience that the Jimi Hendrix experience, and then Are You Experienced? That album was out of these 100, was one of the ones that was the most shocking to me. I was just in disbelief at how good it was. I thought the man was a genius the first time I heard it. And The same thing happened when I listened to Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd.
Well, that's happened to a lot of people when they hear Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another band that I had never listened to. The band. There's another one that I have just, it's blown me away, man. I just did not listen to this. Music from Big Pink, that album is, I play it so often, as well as Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
So now that you have listened to these, so now you're playing these albums not for the podcast or not for talking about it on Nick D's show. You're actually enjoying it, and this is now part of your life.
It's my number one hobby is music now. And so, whereas before, if I had 30 minutes, a block of 30 minutes out of my day that I didn't have anything to do, I'd probably turn the TV on and watch some Netflix. Now it's music. I listen to music, you know.
Do you regret not having discovered this sooner in life?
I try not to have regrets. I've made way bigger mistakes than not listening to music.
Do you wish you had found this earlier in life?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess that's a regret in a roundabout way, but I won't say I regret it. But yeah,
I understand.
I do, man. I mean, of course, this is such an it's changing me in so many positive ways that I think. And here's another thing: I thought I was a freak of nature, and that there's nobody out there that could possibly know this little about these great bands. There's a lot of people who have reached out to me and said, I don't know anything about music either. I never listened to it growing up, and I'm listening now. You know, it's
right.
It really does, I think, music. Now, we're a long way from using this as a way to fix the world, but it really does have the power to change a person's mindset. And if it can do that, it could change the world. I mean, it's that powerful.
I have to admit, I've never heard of someone coming into music this late in their life. I've met a lot of people and know a lot of people who, usually it's sports. Mm. It's like, I'm not a sports fan. I don't follow sports. I couldn't tell the difference between a football and a basketball.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard of Michael Jordan, but I don't know who he is. And I've met a lot of people like that. Yeah. You know, you're not into sports. I've never heard of anyone that was not into music.
They're too embarrassed to admit it. We're coming out of the closet.
They're coming
now
out of the woodwork now, right?
You know, and this, you know, there's an awakening happening all over the planet now in 2019 about various things. This is one of them, man. We can admit now that we don't know anything about music, and that's okay. And it's never too late to start. You know, there are a lot of people out there. You know, I read a study during this project, it said the average American stops listening to new music,
sure,
at 35.
That sounds about right. The American Music Awards were on Monday.
Thank you.
And I had no idea
who
anyone was.
I heard Nick D say the same thing.
No idea.
Yeah.
I'm like, I knew Post Malone was a rapper.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was white.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I knew Ozzy. Ozzy came out with him. Ozzy still has a great voice. But I knew it was bad when last year I watched the Grammys and I didn't know who anybody was. That's the Grammys.
Right.
I mean, usually you watch the Grammys and it's like, okay, I'm going to see Elton John or Lady Gaga or U2. I'm going to see people that I know.
Right.
I didn't know anybody. The nominees, I didn't know anybody. I'm like, when did this happen?
Yeah, why do we do that?
I don't know.
Listening to, you know, we stop growing. We figure, okay, I got all the songs I like. That's it. Push.
Right.
You know,
that's
stop.
It. That's it. That's
just
all
put
I can
these
handle.
On loop. No, and that's another thing we're doing now. Now we finished that 100, that curated list. That list by Rolling Stones, Rolling Stone magazine was heavily favoring albums that and bands that came out of the 60s and 70s.
The 70s, sure.
Yeah, you had a couple. Public Enemy had one on there. I think it was the only hip-hop on that whole top 100. They did a top 500, too. And I'll go through the other 400 eventually.
Right, yeah.
I didn't find the top 500 one, or I would have started there. But we're going to go to a new list now for Vic's Picks.
Okay.
For Album University Podcast, I'm going to stick with the
100,
greats.
Right.
No, not the 100.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to widen it, but just the greats.
So the new one for
we're going to do the top 100 greatest songs from the 21st century, which I'm excited about because I looked through it,
that'll be
and I only knew two or three on that one.
Will Post Malone make the list? Who knows? You're looking at it with fresh eyes or fresh ears.
So you may find
that this stuff is great.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I mean, I already started listening to the first one, the top one, the number 100. It was a Fiona Apple album with another mile long name, the driver wheel. But it's great.
Wow.
It's great, you know. But Album University Podcast, I'm not going to go there yet. I'm sticking with, you know, quote unquote, because great is a loose term. What I think is great may be different for you. I'm going with what is widely considered to be the great albums of all time. And like I was, you know, if you have a suggestion, you know, follow me at Instagram. If you have a suggestion, send it to me and I'll check it out. You know, there's a lot of great albums.
What's your Instagram?
Twitter? At Album University.
At Album University. WGN's very own Vic Vaughn, the Album University Podcast, available now on iTunes. Stick around.
Thanks, man.
Stick around. Still got a little bit more to go. Got comedian Calvin Evans about to come in. He's in Zanies all weekend long, and he'll be sitting right there in the WGN Skyline Studio next. This is 720 WGN.